we can say is that some files have been sent to the prosecutor's office. But to tell you names of people, this is something we can't, because they didn't disclose the name. Because it is to the prosecutor to disclose the name after some cross-checking. And the press is now giving names, you know, trying to make some analysis. But this is not something that is official. But what is sure is that the president's office sent files of denunciations from citizens to the general attorney to make inquiries. It is to the general attorney office to disclose the names. Even now, we can't confirm the names that are circulating in the press.
How many people are involved here?
It is not clear. We can't say how many, because it is just the special advisor to the president for anti-corruption who brought files. He didn't say how many. He just brought files. But the press is speculating. So it is difficult for me as the spokesperson for the government to give you even a figure. So we just wait the prosecutor to make a statement about it.
So when do you expect the prosecutor to make, or the attorney general to make, you know, suggestion to this? And some people are asking, why now is the president making a move to prosecute people who may have committed acts of corruption in DRC's government?
You know, he appointed a special advisor for anti-corruption actions, I think, 2 months ago. And this is the first action from this anti-corruption special advisor to the president, the former justice minister. So, to tell you why it's difficult, he's in the office for 2 months and is starting his business.
A lot of the media practitioners have been saying that the president seemed to be going after his political opponents or enemies with this latest round of move of corruption against people perceived to be his opponents or enemies, so to speak. What do you say to that?
Since no name has been disclosed by the president's office or by the attorney general office, everything is just a speculation. Just speculation. Nobody knows the names of people who have been denounced by general public because they write to the president. So he sent to the general attorney's office. So every comment about name, enemy, friends of the president or not, these are speculation.
So what is the message that the president office want to send to the people of DRC based on this anti-corruption move?
When the president appointed the special advisor for anti-corruption, it was a message to say that enough is enough. We have stopped with these things in our country. The president used to talk about anti-corruption every year when he gave the speech in the parliament. But now his office has had his special advisor, and this guy is acting as he was asked to do.